Welcome to Wildly Worthy, where we get intentional about money and life. I'm Nikki. I used to be insecure, anxious, feeling stuck like a victim of my circumstances until I started taking inspired action and truly believing in myself. Now I'm an international money and mindset coach, teach other women how to take charge of their finances and their lives. Each week, I'll teach you something new to get you one step closer to your dream life. You'll learn how to make friends with your money and yourself while finding gratitude and abundance all around you. It's time to start believing that you are wildly worthy of your wildest dreams. I'm so happy you're here. Let's get started. Hello, hello, welcome back. I am so glad to be back. It's been a while since I've been on, at least solo podcasting. That interview you heard last week was recorded like a month ago. I got quite busy with launching and getting started with my new group, so that took precedence? I don't know. Let's not use that word anymore. People overuse that word starting in 2020, so we will skip it. But on to the fun stuff. Now, if you have not watched Inventing Anna on Netflix and you are planning to watch it, this episode is going to have spoilers. So spoiler alert, whoop, whoop, whoop. Don't listen if you don't want the show ruined for you, or what's the word? Not surprise. The opposite of surprise. Don't spoiled, I think. I don't know. Anyway, whatever it means, like, if you want to watch the show and you want to be surprised about what happens, don't listen. I want to put that out there before people get mad because I ruined the show for them, okay? Now that that's out there, you guys have left. If you've not watched yet, if you're still here, hello, let's discuss Anna Delvey, or Sorkin. What is her name? We don't know. I binged this show in, like, I want to say 2 or 3 days. I put off watching it for a really long time because I thought, I don't know if this is something I really want to watch. I didn't really want to feel down. Like, I'm very easily affected by, like, shows I watch, like, you know, crying and really getting into the emotions of whatever's happening. It's, I can't watch a lot of, like, romantic or shows where people are going to be sad. I quit watching This Is Us because I felt like it was trying to make me cry every single episode, so I don't watch it anymore. So anyway, back to the show. Inventing Anna was so interesting to me, and I really, once I started watching it, I was hooked. I was like, okay, they're telling a great story. And I know parts of it are exaggerated or maybe just completely made up, and they say that, they own that in the very beginning. If you watch the beginning clips, it says all this is real except for the parts that are completely made up. So let's just talk about the show, because I don't know everything there is to know about her in real life and her I didn't go and, like, research her trial or any of that stuff. I just know what I watched on the show, and I could see so many things happening. And the first thing I want to say before we go any further from your friendly neighborhood money coach is I watched this show, and a few weeks earlier I had watched The Tinder Swindler, you know, with Simon, whatever his name is. And so if you haven't watched that one, here's another spoiler alert. Woo woo. Maybe don't let people use your credit card or give them your credit card number if you cannot afford to pay it back. If you are depending on them to pay you back in order to make your bills, in order to survive and live off of, think twice about putting your credit card down. Think twice about letting someone use your credit card number, because you never know. You never know if they are going to pay you back, even if it's somebody you've known for 30 years. Maybe something happens and they can't pay you back. Maybe they had all intentions of doing it, but then they can't. Because, you know, after that happened, a lot of these people, you're just, like, in financial ruin. You may have to go bankrupt. And I won't, like, go into what all happened at the end of that. But it's really something to think about is like the people who did give out their credit cards and their credit card numbers had so much trust in the person that they gave it to that they didn't even think it was a scary thing to do. They just did it because they knew, they felt like this person was being genuine with them, was being honest, and was they could pay them back, like, you know, next week or whatever, because they had so much more money than what they were borrowing, and that they were just borrowing it for now, and the money's been transferred, the wire's coming through, right? I don't know what's going on with the bank. My accent's terrible, but anyway. So, number one, that's the first lesson I wanted to talk about when, that I learned from watching that show and the Tinder Swindler documentary. Now, that's what not to do. I also want to talk about what Anna does really well. And we'll talk about the nuances here also, because I am not behind her and what she did and like manipulating people, absolutely not. However, she acted like she belonged in those places. In those places where people are so rich, they play credit card roulette and everybody throws down a card, right? She acted like she belonged there. And I've talked about this a little bit in some of my other episodes about like being comfortable with having money. And the first thing, like, we have to think, like, it's okay for me to be here and not be of the mind that this is not for me. Like, little lowly, me, and I am, you know, these people are better than me. So she did not act like those people were better than her. She acted like, yeah, like at one point I remember she had a party and people were like, oh, this is great. And she was like, of course it is. I threw it. I set it up. Her confidence is like through the roof. Now, she was being deceptive and she was manipulative and she was taking people's money. So I do not recommend that. So what I want to caveat that with is, when you are acting in these ways, when you are acting as if, when you are saying, I belong here, it's not in the intent or the actions to take from other people. If you say, I belong here, you don't go there expecting someone else to pick up the tab, right? Maybe it's just like walking into a restaurant, walking into a store, and you don't have to buy anything just by being there, but just being there and being comfortable. Just because you walk in a place, you don't have to buy something, right? Just because you go and look around at cars, like your dream car, you don't have to buy a car just because you're looking. Now, the salespeople might really want you to, and I'm sure they do, like that's how they make money, right? But you can go and you can be comfortable and you can start learning, okay, the more you are exposed to these places and these things that you are dreaming of, the more you're exposed to them, the more it seems normal and the more comfortable you become with being there and being that person who has those things, right? So that is one thing I noticed about her throughout the whole series is like she never once like acted, you know, put her head down, never once like ran away, you know, she was like, and I don't know if she was delusional or if she was really, really trying to like fake it to these people. Like maybe she knew, but then she was like, oh, whatever, I've got to put on this face. I've got to act this part, but she did it. I don't know what she was like in real life. I never met her, but people say that that's also how she acted in real life. Like, when you show up with confidence, and I talked a bit about this on my confidence with money or money confidence income confidence episode, that when you show up with confidence, you are confident, that makes other people confident. So she showed up at the bank, the loan officer, or what was he? The lawyer who was helping her get the loan. She showed up with confidence and he believed her. Because she showed up with so much confidence. Now, she also, like, faked being a German guy answering his phone calls at night. But she essentially made this guy believe that she could pay, she had a $65 million trust, and that she was good for the money. So her confidence led people to believe her. So when you believe in yourself, other people will believe in you. Again, you know, I'm not advocating for you to take it this far. I don't want to glorify her and her actions. You know, I talked to one of my friends recently and she was like, I love her. And I was like, you love her? She was like, yeah, just like her attitude and everything. And I was like, well, I don't know if I love her, but she definitely had something, right? She had something that not everybody has. So that point is to like walk in like you belong somewhere with your head held high. Nobody in there is any better than you, and you need to own your worth and know this is for me too. This is for me. And that doesn't mean you have to take from other people. When we have doesn't mean we have to take from other people, but just something to think about. Right? Okay, and then the last one that I really wanted to talk about is really, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. So if somebody told her no, she did not accept that. She did not walk away and say, okay, I'll try somewhere else. Like, she kept going and kept trying and kept showing up and kept pushing, and she was relentless in the pursuit of her goals and what she wanted out of life. I don't know what was really going on in this girl's head. I don't know what her real intention was. I don't know if she was going to pay all these people back. I don't know. But I know that she knew what she wanted. She knew what she wanted to make of herself and of her a business. And she did really not let anything stand in her way. She kept pushing and kept going until she, you know, would get what she wanted. Now, in the end, she gets in trouble. She goes to jail, right? So, I want to just wrap this all up and say there are things that we can learn from her and how she really just showed up and who she wanted to be. However, also want to say, I don't want you to go and like trick people and borrow their credit cards and say you'll pay them back and put a $60,000 Morocco suite, right, on it. And then, you know, somebody's left foot in the bill when she thought you could pay for it. So it's really just like showing up as your highest self for the good of all. So when we are showing up for ourselves, we don't want to make that where it's going to do something detrimental to someone else, especially our friends, especially these people who have put trust in us. So take with this what you will, but I just wanted to share. I had so many thoughts after I watched this that I was going to like make a post about it. And I'm like, this is so much to write. Who's going to read this? I'm just going to do a podcast about it and maybe write a blog later to share on the blog and just get all these thoughts out, everything that was in my head, because it wrapped around so much that I talk about every day. And I just wanted to talk about the show, to be honest with you. So I don't know, maybe this will be a regular thing. I'm really into pop culture. If you don't know a lot about me, I don't know if I talk about that a lot on here, but like, I love keeping up with like what's going on and sharing, not in like the Kardashian way. Like, I don't watch the Kardashians. I don't watch like, I used to watch The Bachelor all the time. I do not anymore, but like Love is Blind. Maybe I'll do an episode about that and whatever else comes up, but cool. Thanks guys for hanging out with me and listening to me talk about the mysteries of Anna Delvey Sorkin. I don't know what her name is. Nobody knows. But I hope you enjoyed this. I would love to hear your thoughts about the story, about the show, what you got out of it, if anything, if you thought she was horrible or if you were like, yeah, go girl. I want to hear from you. So definitely reach out to me on Instagram. That is my favorite place to hang out. And my Facebook group, we're bringing it back to life. I let it die for a little while because it was just something else I was doing. And I was also working a full-time job. But now I have more time. And so I'm trying to spend more time in there and we can have conversations in there. So come join us in the Facebook group. Right now it's called Financial Freedom for Female Entrepreneurs. May change at some point, and I'll link it in the show notes. But I will see you there. Thanks so much. Bye. Once again, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram at wildly_worthy. You can tag me in your stories or send me a DM. Also, I'd love it if you could leave us a rate or review and subscribe if you're not already doing so. Can't wait to see you next time. Bye.